This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A series of airstrikes slammed into two pockets of Islamic State fighters taking aim at fighters trying to cling to the last scraps of land to be part of the terror group's self-declared caliphate. The strikes late Thursday followed nearly 2 days of clearing operations in the northeastern Syrian town of Baghouz, where hundreds of IS fighters surrendered earlier this week to U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. A media official with the YPG, a Kurdish militia that has been supporting the SDF offensive, said some of the strikes targeted one group of IS fighters that had been pushed to the edge of the Euphrates River. The rest were aimed at a second group that had taken cover by a mountain on the outskirts of town. People across New Zealand observed a Muslim call to prayer to honor the victims of the mosque attacks 1 week later. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
In Christchurch, New Zealand,
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Thousands gathered in a park outside the Al Noor Mosque for Friday prayers, a week after 50 people were killed there and at a second mosque. Imam Gamal Fuda says his mosque is once again a place of peace.
I look out and I see the love and compassion.
He adds that the victims' deaths have brought the country together.
Their blood has watered the seeds of hope.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern also spoke of unity.
New Zealand mourns with you. We are one.
I'm Tim McGuire.
President Donald Trump said Thursday the United States is recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, the Syrian territory that it captured in 1967. Mr. Trump, in a Twitter comment, said the Golan Heights is of critical strategic and security importance to the state of Israel and regional stability. This is VOA News. European leaders have given Britain until May 22nd to finalize a plan to leave the EU if Prime Minister Theresa May can get her plan past the British Parliament next week. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said, "There is nothing more the EU can do."
This closes and completes the full package. There is no more than we can live. We are hopeful that the agreement will be adopted by the House of Commons.
Parliament has rejected the deal twice before, and if May could not get some sort of agreement, the EU said it would back a shorter extension until April 12th. That's when Britain would have to place candidates in the European parliamentary elections. May said Parliament has to avoid violating the will of the British people.
If we don't get a vote through next week, we will have to propose a different way forward to the European Union. And if that involves an extension, then they would say that we should hold those European parliamentary elections.
May also rejected a plan to revoke Article 50. Even as a petition calling for her to do that on the Parliament website attracted more than 2 million signatures. A week after a cyclone hit Mozambique, aid workers are racing against time to save people who remain cut off from food and medical aid. Officials say the death toll from the disaster continues to rise. For VOA, Mohamed Youssef reports.
The government says its priority will be to provide food and medical assistance to those affected by the floods. Forecasters predict torrential rains are expected through Thursday and flood waters are still rising. The UN World Food Programme said it was transporting enough aid for 600,000 people and the UN has allocated $20 million to respond to the crisis. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Venezuela's interior minister is accusing opposition leader Juan Guaido's chief of staff of being part of a terrorist cell planning attacks on top politicians. Agents arrested Roberto Marrero during a pre-dawn raid on his home. The Interior Minister, Nestor Reverol, says that a large number of weapons were found in the home. Opposition lawmaker Sergio Vergara, who says his home was also raided, accuses the agents of planting the weapons. The United States imposed sanctions Thursday on two Chinese shipping companies it says helped North Korea evade sanctions over its nuclear weapons program. It is the first such step since the U.S.-North Korean summit collapsed last month. The U.S. Treasury Department also issued an updated advisory that listed 67 vessels that it said had engaged in illicit transfers of refined petroleum with North Korean tankers or believed to have been exported to North Korea. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.